Police said a suspect purchased the firearm used in the attack legally, despite reportedly threatening his family 3 years earlier. That's raised a lot of questions about the state's so-called red flag laws. And the head of the Illinois State Police just tried to answer them. WBBM's Jim Gutis live on the news line with that part of our coverage.
Lisa, Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly says in 2019, Highland Park Police responded to a claim that Robert Crema III attempted suicide. And later that year, Kelly says a family member called police claiming Cremo had threatened to kill people in his home.
So when police went to the house, both the individual and his mother disputed the threat of violence. And the individual told police he did not feel like hurting himself or others and was offered mental health resources. That's according to the report that was submitted.
And Kelly says that's why Cremo was able to get a state firearms ID card and legally purchase guns, including the rifle police say he used in the Highland Park shootings. Kelly says he reviewed the procedures that were used to determine whether Cremo could get a firearms ID card and legally purchase guns. And he says as far as he can tell from his latest investigation, all proper procedures were followed. Reporting live, Jim Gutis, 105.9 WBB.